Now we're going to do this according to procedure and protocol that Tia established, and she says that she's not going to break the rules for anybody.
Oh, understandable.
Okay. Now, down to business.
Oh, shh. Fine.
You have to talk louder.
What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, tonight, got a crowded room.
So I hear.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be busy.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk that much louder with this thing. It's picking up everything.
Oh, good.
Don't forget, we have a new system we're working with.
Oh, yes, of course. Good.
We can whisper and it'll hear us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I shall put on Mistress Pussy Boots. Puss in Boots.
Did she bring the cats in? Did Mark bring the little cats in?
It's only one that showed up. Okay. Oh, well.
Hi, Tia.
Yo, hello.
We'll grab the cats.
Well, we got one here. One will be fine.
Where's the one?
He was. He's gone off the monitor.
Yeah, he's not in the room for
him. Okay.
Grab the
monitor. Mm-hmm. Okay, he will do. Frank. Pam. Pam. Pam, Pam. Pam. Pam, Pam, Pam. 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 Meow. Meow. I got through the preamble with him. Now, Frank. He knows what to do.
Okay. I'm passed on the other little bleed here.
Yes, I told him to communicate it to them if he wants to. But I think they sense that there's a mother cat down there anyway that needs protecting. Now, what you got to do is you need to get water down there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to discourage that white scabby male, or any other scabby male, because if a male comes and he smells the kittens, he will kill them. Do you know why he will do this?
Will it make competition?
No.
Why?
Because it will make her go into her ovulation cycle again.
Oh, right.
And she will have to replace the kittens. So it's for his continuing of his line.
Selfish little beast.
Hmm, yes. One of the things why I'm very keen on cats being altered.
Mm. Don't believe it there. It's like sexual slavery.
Mm, pretty much so, yeah. Since we've learned how to master our bodies, we're not slaves to our sexual urges. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Nothing ready.
Okay.
Nothing on house projection, anyway. Anyway, I can go into a bunch of stuff on high and cosmic principles and everything, but I don't know if you want to or not.
No, I don't want to. I have somebody that I have to go and see, as you are well aware of.
Yeah, and I figured you were quite in the mood for high and cosmic principles.
No, I'm not.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I can go. Okay, I'm going to head off. I'm going to have a quickie, and then I'll go and see Kerry, which should really goof up her dreams.
Don't doubt that. Okay, love, have fun time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put Kerry on.
All right.
Oh, boy, what a day. What a day.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
The excitement, huh?
Yes, I broke my finger.
Oh, how did you do that?
Yeah, with my laser solder. It's putting in a new line in the helmet, replacing one of the ones I burnt out.
Oh, you
remember one? Uh-huh. It's trying to hold the line in place.
Yeah.
with a pair of tweezers and working on it. And it's like, ow! Got a little bit close. Nothing major.
Now, what do you call coercion? It's a attribute?
It's a talent. Okay. So, what do you want to know?
How come guns are so easy to coerce that?
I didn't coerce him.
He's just a little bit tougher.
He is just feeling very lax and mellow.
It seems like he's kind of in a... He doesn't know what he wants to do, so he's kind of easy to...
Yeah, that is one of the keys to coercion, is when somebody's in a malleable mood, it's easy to coerce them. But I suppose I better put on the next person.
Okay.
As Tian might say, be careful. Greetings. Down to business, please.
Okay, what happened to Mark last night?
It was brought to our attention. We are looking into it.
Okay. Now then, Kara, Tia, Kiri, me, and Mark seem to be of interbred throughout our lives to engender a race of opulent children. Now, is that something that we planned ourselves in?
That is something we cannot discuss at this time.
Okay. All right. Now then, with all the disasters to come, will third-dimensional Earth become a paradise after technology has died on some timelines?
On some timelines, your planet is already dead. On others, it has not advanced very far. On other timelines, it is progressing at a spurt rate. Spurt meaning fast and then slow. Periods of advanced technology giving way to periods of poor technology, leading back up to advanced technology. Technology can be the cursor or precursor for advanced civilizations with a paradise world.
Okay, understandable. Can you are able to study those worlds that died or worlds
no.
that not? It's just knowledgeable that those have split off.
Correct. All things are possible.
Correct. Okay. Therefore, Hades Base and Ashtar Command has also split off into parallel worlds.
Correct. That is why we are unable to monitor those timelines.
Because you're part of them.
Correct.
Understandable. Okay, what can you tell us, if possible, anything about the stone used by the ETs and secret government out in Sedona?
Do not approach it. Do not astral travel to see it.
That was my next question. Okay, good. Can you tell me anything about it?
Yes. It is pure evil. It appears to be friendly. It whispers nicely. It does not. It leads down a path that is not to be walked.
Okay. And how much of an influence over third-dimensional Earth is it?
Its influences are influenced by the energy put into it. It feeds on light.
Okay, is it, in other words, is it limited to the area around it, or can it expand itself out due to the fact it can travel on its own?
It can expand itself out, but when it is stationary, it expands itself out by its words and deeds.
So are anything that affects us is due to those people who are affected by it, while it is its words and deeds are dealing with them?
Correct. And it is people in between you and the people that are directly involved in it. It is a long chain.
Okay. Well, there's nowhere we can even attempt to do anything to it. Is there anything that can change this thing or defeat it?
No. Well, nothing worth discussing at this time.
Okay. Does it have an opposite?
Yes.
And is the opposite in on
No.
Earth? Will the opposite be on it soon?
That is unknown.
Okay. All right. Is the problems we're seeing that have been related to it by Omal...
they are contributed by this factor.
Okay. And this enters into your calculations as to whether the speeding up of it is increased or not.
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, when we were dealing with, I'm dealing with a lot in the Bible lately, is the prophets from the Bible channelers from that time, such as what we're talking with now?
Some, yes.
Okay. So when it says taken up by the Spirit of the Lord, we could be talking about it.
Correct.
A channel from,
correct.
That's just the wording for it. Okay, understandable. All right, do you have any questions for me at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Where do you see your children evolving to?
Healers of the psyche and physical being of future Earth, fifth dimensional or sixth dimensional.
Last night I had a discussion with an interesting young gentleman.
Oh, yes.
And it was discussed the possibility of procreation from them for a higher life form, again, for the guardians.
Next step.
How
up.
Do you feel about being the grandparents of the guardian race?
Honored.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. So, yo.
I'm still alive.
The headmaster has left. The principal. Okay.
Greetings and felicitations for us.
Greetings, Omar. A lighter type of greetings.
Let us start again and see if you can get it right this time.
Ah,
greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Greetings, Corton.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, it's still lighter.
Yes, indeed. Do you have questions for me?
Yes, I do. Okay. First off, I wanted to find out a little bit of questions on past. As something in regards to Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And in specifically Atlantean and Syrian procreation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now as we see it, man is divided into two halves, his base half and his higher consciousness half.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always struggling with raising our Syrian half with our primate half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Atlantis then a chance to jump up and shorten that process?
It appears that way, does it not?
It does appear that way. It looks like something went wrong.
It is a necessary land step of what you could reach for.
Okay, so it sort of set a goal then, let's say.
Correct, but it was not to be. Because when they came from Sirius, they brought a disease with them.
Okay, that's my next question.
What is the disease?
Right. Now, my theory on this is that the Syrians who came to Atlantis were those who were not, who would not be making the jump up to sixth dimension.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Some of them would make the jump, but decided to come to Earth to assist in the consciousness raising.
Correct.
Now, those who decided to come to Earth were those who made the sacrifice then,
mm-hmm.
and decided not to go, because they knew that those people who wouldn't be going to sixth would need help also.
Correct.
And they chose to be teachers. Okay.
Now, what did they come to Earth to create?
Well, now, that's what I have a feeling, that they couldn't survive as a race indefinitely here. And they had to ensure their genes were passed on in the third dimension, so therefore they worked with the indigenous life form that was here.
But they were already spread throughout your galaxy.
Oh, they were. So why did they come to Earth in particular?
Why did that particular group, the seven races, come to your planet?
Well, I would assume that it was something like a precognition.
No, it was to create. What?
You discussed it with Ashtar just now.
To create the Guardian race?
No.
To create a higher race?
No.
Okay.
You said when technology ceases, what?
Oh, when technology ceases, it becomes a paradise.
That is what they can create. A paradise with no war, no greed. What was the disease that they brought with them?
I'm tempted to say technology, but that would be wrong. So I'm going to say they brought with them war and greed.
Correct. War, greed, lust.
But you couldn't escape it. When we go to six-dimensional Earth, we'll take all that with us, too.
Correct. You will take it with you. But whether or not it blooms and blossoms and corrupts and destroys like it did on your planet or does on your planet is the question. Those that bring it with them, that it corrupts and eats, will revert back to a lower dimension. Those that do not give way will progress on.
All right, so we're back to the point of we've got a parallel between Earth and Sirius.
Sirius, yes, quite correct. And what is occurring is your opportunity to be like Sirius.
Okay, so that takes us back to our first question, which was it a chance to shorten the process?
And the answer is no.
No, because...
if you shorten the process, it does not work.
Right.
It will bloom and then go wrong, and it blossoms too early.
Right. So, basically, the Sirians at that time had a long-term plan.
Correct.
As do, though we don't have a plan yet, we will when we get to six-dimensional Earth.
You already do have a plan.
Oh, we do.
It is imprinted within you.
And it was imprinted back when we're talking about now in Atlantis?
It was imprinted before then. Those that could not make it to the higher dimension came to your planet to create a utopia, a paradise like the one that they would expect to see on the sixth dimension. But they brought their disease with them.
Of course.
Their disease ate and destroyed them. The survivors were dispersed over the planet, having inbred with a genetically altered primate. Thousands of years later, tens of thousands of years later, a race emerges, and again, tens of thousands of years after that, it achieves a point where it is ready, possibly, to advance on to the next level.
Okay. Now, going up to sixth dimension doesn't necessarily mean that you will achieve six-dimensional consciousness.
Correct. That comes with time.
That only means that you have the opportunity because the dimension is less dense than third, therefore you have better chance to work with your talents.
Ask the keeper of the archives. She will be able to help you.
Okay.
Last question, please.
All right. Okay. No, here we go. Do crystals harmonize energies the way that songs do?
Yes.
Okay. Their own inner music, let's say.
Correct. Everything has an inner music.
Everything as in every animate or inanimate object. Then.
Everything.
Okay, that's what I was...
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want to know something?
Yeah.
The keeper of the archives of Sirius is always a lesbian. Or not always a strict lesbian.
Well, who's keeper of the archives is talking about? Is that Luna?
No. Keeper of the Archives of Sirius is an honorary title which gives the individual access
to the archives of Sirius.
Well, who's the keeper of the archives and puts this up to you?
Now, what did I just say about the keeper of the archives?
Mostly.
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 Doesn't stop her from having children from time to time.
Well, it's not you, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah. It's been in our house for a long time.
Well, you're not lesbian.
Hey, I prefer women over men any time.
So? I mean, it's not like...
When I was given the title, I was 100% strict lesbian.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you were, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's so long ago, it's hard.
Put it this way. I love Mark dearly, but if I had a choice between making love with Tia on her own or Mark on his own...
It'd be Tia in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. But I do love Mark deeply.
Mm, that's good. Okay, well, since I'm talking to the keeper of the archives,
mm-hmm.
what can you tell me about that?
I'd have to send for information.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
I want to know about the parallel to happen compared to the what happened here on Earth.
Okay.
So in other words, nothing about the future. It's just I'd like to get some information about the past.
Okay. I will... send off for some information to do with the relationship between Earth and Sirius.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
What do you think of the gossip there?
Oh, as if that wasn't expected.
It wasn't. It was totally expected.
I mean, that was in the pipeline back when they first got together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's going to have to come and meet the former Mrs. Max sometime, huh?
Mm-hmm. Meet her granddaughter and her, how would you word that?
I don't know. It's a little
daughter,
bit
granddaughter. Yes, it is a little bit. Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, we've got time to talk.
Okay. Actually, be her sister-in-law's granddaughter?
No. Should be step-grandmother to Alana. Step-great-grandmother
to Miranda.
Correct. That's right. Who is grandmother to Alana.
Correct.
Don't worry, it's not unheard of.
I'm sure it's not. Not with the lifespans and mm-hmm. past life recognition that you guys go through.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what was Ashtar talking about when he was talking about Leonides working on the mixing of the two clans? And how would I feel about being a grandparent to the guardian of Earth?
Basically, what he's asking is your permission for incest.
Wait a minute. That's not quite true. Because the cubs and David and Michael...
are totally unrelated.
Are totally unrelated.
But he's thinking of
Miranda and
Leonides and Alex. And she's still fulfilling her part of the bargain. Can you hear her out there? Well, we've got the RF gain on high.
Oh, no wonder. So basically, what we're looking at is cousins.
Mm-hmm. Cousins That's- breeding.
We do a lot of time back in the old hills.
Yes, well, you would know about that, being a redneck, wouldn't you?
I would know that about that, having a truck like I do.
Yeah. You might be a redneck if your cousin is your wife. You might be a redneck if you return, if you attend family reunions to meet women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yes, I know. Okay. So basically what we're looking at
mm-hmm.
is, okay, let's say that Miranda and Leonidas get together and mm-hmm. have a kid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any defective genes can be taken out up there on Hades Base.
We don't have the defective genes in our family.
Well, if there was, because it's so closely related.
Mm-hmm. They probably weigh the chances of negative reinforcement. I'm a little bit not too sure about the idea.
Why not? How can I be totally up for this and you're not? You're the one who's a higher consciousness being.
It's...
I'm just a starter with this stuff.
It's not so much that. What Ashtar is talking about is, okay, Miranda and Leonides, right? Mm-hmm. Miranda and Alex, right?
Right.
Their children, union.
Oh, and then their children being union?
Mm-hmm.
No, that would make me a great-grandfather of the Guardian.
See, what's happening is they're intertwining it real tight.
It's not a problem with me. That's Mark's problem at that point.
I don't think Mark has any taboos about that.
Well, I certainly don't. You know, hey, it's, all I'm worried about is just the genes, mm-hmm. as I'm always worried about. But if the genes aren't a problem, I'd say go for it. What happens, like, you know, they get in the backseat of the car and they just don't hit it off, you know?
Well, I see Miranda. If the stories are correct about her.
Yeah, but that was her old ways. I mean, maybe she's going to be becoming a nun or something.
I don't think so.
Probably in her great-grandmother's footsteps.
That is my eventual goal when I reach 800.
Well, yeah, we're going to make a great nun, too, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
What happens if, let's say, it becomes a point of fact where Leonides and Alex want to get together with the Cubs?
There's no problem. I don't see it as a problem because their genes are far enough apart genetically. They share a father, certainly.
Well, what about if David and Michael get together with Miranda and Clara?
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's the talking about a little bit close.
That's
to,
right.
Close
that's
to the
what moment. We're talking about.
Okay. Now, is that what Leonides is talking about?
Mm-hmm. Leonides has about half the genetic knowledge that Cornas has.
Okay.
Which is quite a lot, if you think about it.
That's at least as much as Kara's got.
He's probably got a little bit more than
Kara, because she's not been working on it much lately.
That's right. She's not a geneticist.
Right. Okay, so.
So the other one finally shows up and Tia's gone. You guys have a discussion with Furball down there.
No, he's gone outside already.
Yeah. That's why there wasn't an energy signature down there.
All right. Okay, so what we're. So basically, the problem we're coming into is how do we go ahead and. Yeah, I know, I checked it myself. How do we manage to get everybody all cool about this? Now, Leonides, of course, is going to have total purpose in mind. When whoever he engenders any kids mm-hmm. with, it's going to be for a reason. So who do you think he would have the best chance of making babies with? Miranda.
No, I think Clara, maybe.
Why Clara?
Because she's older and mentally a little bit more mature than the others.
Yeah, but Miranda's the one who was almost a super operant.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably do both of them to see who gets pregnant first. You've got to remember that he's going to be a hell of a coercer.
Thing is, how can he figure this out before his testes even drop, practically?
You've got to remember that his mind is more developed than his body. I think he's looking forward to the joys of youth, childhood.
Okay, here's a question for you, Darwin. All right. Syrians take longer to mature than mm-hmm. Earth people do.
Yeah. 21 is when it's safe.
It's when it's safe, mm-hmm. right. Whereas for us, well, 13. I mean,
yeah, I have heard of 20-year-olds having children.
20-year-olds. Okay, now, that's not the question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these kids are hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we looking at a maturity rate here, then?
I'm going to go with 21 to be on the safe side.
Now, that's taking into a bias of what you're used to from your planet.
Correct. That's for safety.
Safety. But
I don't want my niece getting pregnant by one of my sons and then having difficulty for her giving birth and all the problems that would create.
But what if Cornas gives the go-ahead, the green light?
If Cornas says that they are ready to make love and get each other pregnant, mm-hmm. then that's fine
16,
by me.
Let's say.
That's fine by me.
Okay. Because, I mean, you got to admit, it could be 18 would be a nominal age for all of them with mm-hmm. the hybrided genes.
Correct.
21, you know, they might be over the hill.
No, I doubt it.
Well, no, I know, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might only live to be, what, 500?
Yeah. They've got plenty of time.
Yeah, right.
They've got until they're 400 that they can easily have children.
Yeah, with rejuvenation, they can go for a lot longer.
Correct.
But the thing is that, you know, with the different genes and with the circumstances come up the way they are, it might be necessary to have kids sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if circumstances demand...
It's possible that Alex could live the normal lifespan of a human.
True, true. But I doubt it.
I doubt it too. Miranda could have the normal lifespan of a human.
But even so, even with a normal lifespan, with rejuvenation techniques...
Mm-hmm. They could just about make 500.
Right. I mean, lifespan of us might be 70, maybe 100 if we really push it. But were we to be able to rejuve...
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, we could live to be 500 or so.
Yeah.
You know, our bodies are designed to live forever.
Come on, come here. Come here.
It's just our outside...
You're not too sure, are you?
...influences.
I wish I could speak Catanese like Tia can. She's not sure of what's going on. Come here. I'll go away then. It's possible. It's possible. I really don't... I'm not too... We've got a visitor.
Wow.
Mm. Sorry? Oh, Alana.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for her.
No, that's good. We'll finish up this side, and then we'll flip over to the other side, and I'll put on the last remaining three people.
Okay. How much time have we got on this side?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting dilemma, is breeding David and Michael with Clara and Miranda. Yeah, that is something that I'm a little bit concerned about. But what surprised me was I was asleep when Ashtar came over last night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you have any historical precedents for this?
I can't remember. I'd have to sit down with the master archive computer, and that would mean a week trip to Sirius, and Lee Needies is too young to travel at the moment.
So nothing in your mind can remind you?
Not offhand, no. I can remember case histories of laws.
What's that?
The law of incest.
There is a law.
Mm-hmm. There is a law.
Against it or for it?
It states in certain situations where it is necessary to continue a genetic line, it is permissible. It is not permissible between lesser operants only having one ability, where they would override each other. For example, somebody that has coercion and somebody that has, let's say, PK engendering a child, where the two would override each other of the same level and ability. That is not permissible. A brother and a sister could not be allowed to have children at that point. These are old laws that have been repealed.
Oh, they're not in effect.
That's correct. There is a father making love to his daughter for the purpose of having children is not permissible because the gene reinforcement would be a negative reinforcement.
That's what we're talking about.
Except in cases of individuals with two or more abilities. But you have to remember that these laws are 2,000 to 3,000 years old.
And then great steps have been made in genetic research since then.
Correct. And the fact that it is rare for somebody to have less than two abilities. I myself have three.
Right. Okay, now, Leonides, the Grand Master himself...
Has all five of them.
Has all five. Therefore, he can have children with whoever he bloody well wants.
Mm-hmm. And that is another part of the incest law, is that... People with more than three abilities, and back then, three abilities was a super opera.
Really?
Yeah. Were permitted to make love with their sisters or brothers if they had two or more abilities that were not conflicting abilities or not reinforcing abilities.
Oh, I see.
Which will give the children the possibility of 5 abilities, but 9 times out of 10 it did not work. But that 1 time out of 10 was worth the boon.
And that 1 time has helped engender the massive amounts of super offerings you now have on your hands.
There's still not that many, but...
Yeah, but it's more than it would have been had the laws been in effect.
Correct.
Or the laws been more stringent, mm-hmm. let's say.
In fact, there was a very early law which gave super operants rights over everything for procreation.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was a very harsh law.
In other words, they could do anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters, brothers.
Strangers on the street.
Strangers on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that was a time where genetic experiment was really primitive. A little bit more advanced than on your planet, but not much more.
I see. So now it's a big change.
Mm-hmm. It was felt at the time, I believe, if my memory is correct.
I kind of have the feeling that David and Michael aren't going to want to knock up Miranda and Clara just because of the fact that their operant abilities are so close together. I think it'd be more likely that Mark's clan and my clan, or mm-hmm. your kids, Tia's kids, and my kids, and Kara's kids, will all get together back and forth that way.
It's possible. I mean, we can sit here and speculate until the cows come home.
Well, because we have so, you know, our side has a few different operant abilities that would beneficial to your sides.
Oh, yes, and vice versa.
And vice versa, correct. So our kids would be super operants with possibly all 5 with more chances that
mm-hmm.
way.
But you have to remember that Miranda, when she was alive, as my mother, was one very horny young lady.
True.
I mean, the reason why she went on, or one of the reasons my father told me that she became an engineer on a flight ship, was the fact that it gave her access to lots of sexual experience.
Okay, now what about